Lecture 12 Teaching Prep, Part 1, The Recap, The Mechanism Reel, and The Cell Palette. Hey Michael, welcome to your prep for Lecture 12. This is Thursday, May 7th, and there are three things to hold in your head as you walk in. First, today is the pivot. The mechanism unit ended Tuesday with the mixing continuum. Today we leave mechanism behind and ask the next question. How do these mechanisms get arranged in space into stripes, bars, and spots? That pivot is the through line. Second, the deck has four short embedded videos. They are not filler. The opening three are LEC-11 reinforcement and a bridge into today. The middle one is a Turing math explainer. The fourth is a 14-second zebrafish stripe formation time-lapse, and it is the conceptual heart of the cell rules block. Third, you are sharing this lecture's content with LEC-13 next Tuesday. Some material that lives in day two has been pulled forward to day one to land you at 60 minutes today. You are not running long because you stole content. You are running on time because the pivot from day one to day two is now cleaner. Part one of your prep covers the opening through the cell palette TPS. About 12 to 14 minutes of class time. Part two covers the Walpert versus Turing dichotomy through the zebrafish stripe formation video. Part three covers the reaction diffusion intuition through the exit ticket. Let's start. Your title slide is up. Wait for the room to settle. Make eye contact with the back row before you say a word. Then deliver the opening. Good morning. Lecture 12. Color patterns. On Tuesday, we ended with the mixing continuum, the synthesis of the entire color mechanism unit. Today, we leave mechanism and ask the question that comes next. Once a mechanism is in place, how does the body decide where to put it? Pause. Then advance. Slide one is the Tuesday recap. The six photographs from the mixing continuum, each with a one or two sentence reminder of why that organism sits where it does on the continuum. Turico at position one, pure pigment. Tanager at two, plus reflective backing. Papilio at three, plus structural amplifier. Green parrot at four, plus structural producer. Peacock at five, pigment as structure. Morpho at six, pure structure. Walk it briskly. 2 minutes maximum. Don't reteach the continuum. Just have students name the diagnostic for each panel. Bleach the Turico, color survives. Grind the Morpho, color is gone. The recap is about reactivating Tuesday's cognition, not deepening it. Then deliver the closing line. Mechanism is set. Today, how does it get arranged in space into stripes, bars, and spots? That sentence is the pivot. Say it at full energy. Then advance. Slide two is the cuttlefish camouflage video. Roger Hanlon, TEDx Woods Hole, 60 seconds. Here is the move. Hit play. Don't talk over the first 10 seconds. Let the underwater seaweed cephalopod land. Then say something close to this. Last week, we talked about chromatophores as units of color. Here is what they look like in action. Cephalopod chromatophores expand and contract in milliseconds. Same machinery as the Coleopteris and tree frog from Tuesday, just on a faster clock. Pause. Let the rest play. Total time on this slide, 90 seconds. Slide 3 is the chameleon iridophore video. 90 seconds total. The Morpho butterfly intro at the front of the clip is a LEC-11 callback. Then the side-by-side iridophore lattice expansion is the money shot. Don't lecture during it. Just point and say, watch the lattice spacing change. Cells expand. Lattice spacing increases. Reflected wavelength shifts red. Pause 2 seconds. That is structural color modulated by cell biology. Pure LEC 9 and 10 physics with LEC 11 cellular control. Slide 4 is the Bird of Paradise courtship video. 90 seconds. This is the bridge slide. After the superb bop smiley face dance plays, deliver the bridge line. The bop is using mechanism, structural color in the throat shield, super black background feathers, and a precisely arranged spatial pattern. The pattern is the signal. Then deliver the three-question setup. How does the male assemble those colors? LEC 8 through 11. We did that. How does the body know to put those patches where they are? Today, why does the female care? LEC 14 through 16, function unit, coming up. Pause. Then advance. Total time on these three video slides is about 6 minutes. Watch the clock. If you are running long after slide four, Drop Slide for entirely on Tuesday, and just say in passing, I had a beautiful bop video for you. See it on Brew and Learn. Slide 5 is the three questions. The agenda slide. Read it. Don't dwell. The three questions are what patterns exist, where do the cells come from, and how do cells self-organize? Below them, the arc note. Mechanism, last week. Arrangement, today. Function, next week. Total time, 45 seconds. Slide 6 is the grand tour of pattern diversity. 8 photographs. Tiger, zebra, leopard, giraffe, cuttlefish, dart frog, bicyclist, peacock eye spot. Don't lecture. Point at things. Move quickly. Then deliver the closing line at full energy. Every one of these started as an unpatterned embryo. Pause. Let that hang. Then advance. Total time 90 seconds. Slide 7 is the naming pattern slide. The taxonomy table on the left. The taxon-specific terminology warning on the right. Walk through the table once. Stripe, bar, spot, ocellus, reticulation, vermiculation. Don't memorize it. Tell the room, don't memorize this. Use it as a reference. The reason it matters is not the categories. It is the move that comes next. Endler 1978. Pattern is measurable. Spot size, spacing, contrast, orientation. Modern tools, Mica Toolbox and PatTR 3D, do the same job in software. For the project, you should think about pattern in measurable terms, not just verbal categories. That is the important pedagogical move on this slide. Total time 2 minutes. Slide 8 is the cell palette. The chromatophore diagram. This is the unit bridge slide. Each cell type was introduced earlier in the course. Melanophore in LEC8. Xanthophore in LEC8. Iridophore in LEC9 and 10. Erythrophore in LEC8. Today we treat them as spatial agents, units that get placed somewhere in the skin. Then deliver the asymmetry. Mammals and birds carry only melanocytes. Pattern complexity reflects palette size. Fish and herps with the full 4-cell palette get a vastly larger pattern phenotype space. Pause. That asymmetry is going to come back when we hit Murray's scaling rule later in the lecture. Don't preview it now. Just plant the seed. Total time 2.5 minutes. Slide 9 is the first TPS. Predict the cell stack for 3 organisms. Emperor angelfish, leopard, dart frog. 3 minutes total. 90 seconds discussion, 60 seconds cold call. Walk among them. Listen. Almost everyone will get the leopard right, melanocytes only. Most will get the angelfish, full palate. The dart frog is the discriminator. The expected answer is the 3-layer chromatophore unit from LEC11, xanthophore on top, iridophore middle, melanophore deep. If a pair gives you that answer, validate it visibly. They have transferred LEC11 onto a new species. After the cold call, deliver the reveal. The dart frog and the emperor angelfish use the same chromatophore stack. The leopard uses 1 cell type. The cell palette doesn't predict the pattern. The rules of cell placement do. That is where Turing comes in. Pause. Then advance. End of part 1. You are about 14 minutes into the lecture. On time. Take a breath. Part 2 starts with the central dichotomy of the lecture, Walpert versus Turing.